for starting the laws of Shabbos. The Torah says, "Vayichulu Hashamayim va'aretz echol tzva'am." God concluded. Sorry. So Hashem concluded the creation of the heaven and the earth and all the armies, and on the seventh day Hashem finished and blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, for on that day he rested from all his work. So the holiness of Shabbos is from creation. Starts with the first Shabbos. Hashem didn't do any work, and Hashem made this day a special day. Now, Hashem also gave blessing to this day, where there's a rejuvenation. The world refreshes itself. And be it our physical bodies, be it our concepts, our capacity to perceive, be it our soul. On many levels, we were given this blessing of rejuvenation on Shabbos. Now, one who keeps Shabbos, he's the only one who could sense this great feeling of renewal on Shabbos. When you don't keep Shabbos, then it seems like any other day. When you keep Shabbos, then there's a renewal in everything. A person's body, strength, spirit, soul, thoughts. Yes?
So why does God not want all of humankind
to... We just talked about that last night. You looked up when you just read it.
You got to ask him. You got to ask him. That's a good question. Seems like a universal concept, right? Next Thursday night, come by, ask the question, we'll try to address it. Rav Soloveitchik has a piece we discussed.
But they can almost do it. They can just not go to shul. If they did everything else, they will almost get the same.
I don't think so. I think going to shul is
not for them. They can do the prayers they want to do. They can do a personal prayer over there.
I thought am I not supposed to?
There's something about not keeping Shabbos where we do. I don't know why. But
I thought somebody who's in the gear process, for example, has to break at least one, do at least one malacha, because of some. I don't really understand this, but
so we can share the charge.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to make a major thing.
I know once when I was in America, somebody came up to me who lived in Brooklyn and knew a lot of religious Jews and told me he really took a lot of lessons for his family from Jewish people and how they take that time on Sabbat to be together. And for him, he wasn't Jewish, he wasn't acting like he was Jewish, but he said he really took that as a lesson to make that time and to take that minute.
Cell phones, whatever.
I guess I don't know exactly what he did. But
the real question is, of course, why? What spiritually is the problem if somebody is, a guy who does keep it? Somehow the idea is that would not be a good thing. And that's what...
Next Thursday. Zahud Dor HaMidbar. The generation of the desert merited to see the holiness of Shabbos with their own eyes, where they'd see man falling from heaven every day, and on Shabbos not. So Shabbos is a covenant between Hashem and the people of Israel, where Hashem gave them this day as a gift, a day of rest. And this is the, we can add what the Talmud says. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Matana tova yashli bevet gnazai." I have a good gift in my storage houses, in my treasury. V'Shabbat Shema, and it's called Shabbos. Hashem sends Moshe to tell us, "Re'u ki Hashem natan lachem ta Shabbat." Take note here what Hashem's giving you. It's a big gift. Now, whoever watches Shabbos the way he should, even if he's done other sins, our sages say, even if he's committed idolatry, he's worshipped idols, in heaven they're willing to forgive him. That's how great the mitzvah of Shabbos is. And Chazal say, if we would have only kept the first Shabbos we were given the way we should have, so then no nation could have taken us down. And if we'd only keep two Shabbosos, the Gemara says, we'd be redeemed right away. Rabbi Levi says...
What? That's one Shabbos.
Oh! Rabbi Levi says, just one Shabbos. If we'd only keep one Shabbos, Ben David, Mashiach Ben David would come, because Shabbos has weight like all the other mitzvahs. So Shabbos is a great mitzvah with great weight and great meaning. And it's so important that Chazal even said, don't ask a non-Jew to do work on your behalf on Shabbos. Chazal were concerned, you're going to ask him to do something, and before you know it, you'll be doing it too. Chazal were concerned, you're going to ask him to do something, and then you're going to have a Shabbos which isn't filled with rest, but on the contrary, it's filled with asking other people to do things for you. People who have non-Jews working in their house have this all the time. Could you just make me a cup of coffee? Could you just put up some hot water? Make me a fresh hard-boiled egg, a soft-boiled egg, scrambled egg. No, that's not what Chazal wanted. Chazal wanted you to rest. Have the stuff ready before Shabbos. And don't have a non-Jew doing work on your behalf on Shabbos. Chazal said, complete your work in 6 days. And take a rest as if your work is done. There's always more to do. That's exactly the idea of Shabbos. Take a break and be able to be whole with yourself as if you've done everything you have to. And Chazal even wanted us to rest from thought of work. A person who has work done on his behalf by non-Jews, his rest is lacking. And so Chazal forbade asking a non-Jew to do work on our behalf, what's called Amira Lenochri Shvot. Chazal said that's encompassed by the rabbinic commandment, we want you to rest. And the rabbis were instructed by the Torah to make rabbinic institutions beyond what the Torah says. There's a special commandment with regards to Shabbos, where the Torah says, I want you to rest. And our sages have a tradition. Why does the Torah reiterate, I want you to rest? The Torah over there was not only granting license, but giving a directive to the sages to make rabbinic institutions beyond what the Torah forbade to ensure that we rest on Shabbos. And that's why the rabbinic prohibitions of Shabbos have a special name. They're called Shavut or Shavot. They stem from that derivation where Hashem said, I want you to rest.